For anyone young or old who follows the complex world of contemporary popular fantasy, R.A. Salvatore's Dark Elf and Demon Wars series are major works. Recess's Laurie Taylor caught up with Mr. Salvatore at this year's MegaCon conference, and he told her how he got started.
When I was in high school, I stopped reading and I stopped writing. Actually, before high school, I think school beat the reading out of me. I got so many books that were irrelevant, boring, really had no bearing on my life at all, you know. I don't think when I was in the eighth grade that Silas Marner was a good book or Ethan Frome was a good book. And Moby Dick would have made a hell of a short story if you took out 70 chapters, okay? But I didn't have anything that I was reading that was interesting to me, you know. So I started college as a math major. My freshman year of college, for Christmas, my sister gave me a copy of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. About 2 months later, in February of 78, we had this gigantic blizzard up in New England. College was shut down for the whole week. I went to Middle Earth with Bilbo Baggins. I said, why didn't somebody give me this book when I was in the eighth grade? I remembered why I used to read when I was a kid, all over again. It opened all those doors for me. And that's when I became a writer, right there, reading those books. That's when I realized this is what I want to do. I guess that's why I'm writing fantasy, too.
And then he explained where one of his best-known characters, Dritz, the Dark Elf, came from when he was working on his first Forgotten Realms book and needed to find a new sidekick for the main character, Wolfgar.
So they called me up and said, well, we need a new sidekick for Wolfgar. And I was at work. I was working as a financial specialist at the time. And I said, okay, I'll get back to you next week. They said, no, we're going into the marketing meeting right now when we need a sidekick for Wolfgar. A dark elf. I don't know where that came from. There's a long pause, a drow. I said, yeah, a drow ranger. Nobody's done that. A drow ranger. Okay, and what's his name? I said, Dritz Duwarden of Damron Nashezbernon, the ninth house of Menzer Baranzan. Long pause. Can you spell that? No. And that's where he came from. Top of my head. Don't know how it happened. Really glad it did.
In the end, though, Mr. Salvatore sees his work as part of a continuum.
You know, none of us started it. Tolkien didn't start it. This all started in folklore that's hundreds and hundreds of years old. We're just taking, you know, we all kind of stand on each other's shoulders, and the whole thing keeps rolling along and along. You know, we're all just having fun, and we're all just expanding this a concept of fantasy. And, you know, to me, it's like, what a great escape. What a great way to get away from the world that you really don't want to watch too much of right now, you know? And we're all just having fun.